أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So what we're going to do today is Surah Maryam. I probably say this for every surah, but this one is incredibly beautiful. Not only is it incredibly beautiful, it's soothing to the soul. That is why I recommend it to recite in pregnancy. It actually soothes you. And there is a rhythm in it. You know, everything ends with ah. You'll see how the rhythm comes along. So the whole thing is sort of a bit of a rhythm. 67 out of the 98 verses are rhythmic. And then suddenly there's a gap. It's like somebody is telling you, sit up and listen. Because in between there are these little gaps where it stops ending in the way it does. So the Maryam, only woman mentioned in the Quran by name. In fact, mentioned, I think, about 34 times. Nearly a third of all the instances of Ar-Rahman in the Quran are located in this chapter. See, this is talking about babies and moms. And when you're talking about Surah Maryam, in particular, say the Maryam, that Rahmaniyat just shines through. Just one thing I'd like to mention, just a little bit before we go ahead, is very often when people challenge and say, why do you always repeat the event of Ashura in such detail? Why do you go through every little detail? He left the tents, Sakina held on to his legs. I'm just giving little bits and pieces. The more you love someone, the more detail you will give, especially detail about the hurt they're going through, or the difficulties they're going through and how they see the other side. And you will find it's exactly the same. I mean, my mother used to say, cats and dogs give birth as well. Everybody gives birth. But you will see how Allah explains the actual birth of Prophet Isa here and the difficulties say the Maryam goes through. It's this love and this respect for this woman. So we'll see why. We'll come to it in a minute. So benefits, safe pregnancy. It is barakah in life, in wealth, in children. If you find you don't have an alarm for your safe, for your things, for your valuables, recite Surah Maryam. Put Surah Maryam in your boxes. I don't know why, but people put Kitmir inside their suitcases. I'm not sure why. I haven't read it anyway. It was just the dog that sat outside Ashabul Kahf, right? And that is only because they don't want to go through customs, which is stealing anyway. But if you want your stuff to be safe, put Surah Maryam in anything and it'll keep it safe. Okay, at least it made you smile. So the focus of the surah is a detailed story of, say, the Maryam, the birth of Prophet Isa, obviously. And then there's sort of glad tidings and warnings in the lives of the Prophet, and it starts with Prophet Zakaria. So it's an incredible surah, absolutely. And maybe another focus of the surah is that if you want the impossible to become possible, then not only is there dua, but there is reflection and silence after dua, and you'll find it in both the cases. So let's start with this, with the ayat, and without any sort of waiting anymore. Incidentally, if you looked at the building, we've divided it into 7 sections. I'm hoping we can finish section 1 and 2 today. So the first section is the dua of Zakaria and the birth of Yahya. The second is the detailed account of the birth of Prophet Isa. Then you have some mention of the prophets Musa, Harun, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Idris. You'll see it on the building that I put on there. Then the fourth section is the consequence of those who neglect Salah, deny divinity, Jannah for those who do Tawbah. Then again, consequence of denying accountability and ascribing a son to Allah. And finally, you find the utter silence of previous generations who are destroyed for their wrongdoings. So the surah sort of starts off with silence, as you will see, and ends with silence as well, but two completely different types of silence. So we'll go into this at the end and go through it. But first, ayah by ayah, we'll start with the first one. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad. Out of all the huruf al-muqatta'at, this is amazing. So many tafasir on this. Because there is a total link between Nabi Isa, Yahya, and Imam Hussein, you will find there are ulama who have told you, Ka is for Karbala, Ha is for Halak, Ya is for Yazid, Ain is for Atash, and Saad is for Sabr. So this is one explanation given. But here we go. Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad. ذكر رحمتي ربك عبده زكريا. ذكر, this is a remembrance of the rahma of your Rabb on his Abd Zakaria. So now we're going to see the story of Zakaria. Allah says, إذ نادى, إذ when. نادى, نداء. There are three words in Arabic to call Allah. نداء, دعاء, مناجات. نداء is when you actually call out. Not necessarily shout out, but it comes out sort of in desperation. That's nida. Nida is also calling out someone a bit louder than dua or munajat. So you will see we've got nida street in Quran City when Allah calls Ya Ayyuhal Rasul, or Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, or Ya Ayyuhal Mudathir. That's calling out to him. Okay? But as far as human beings go, you and I go, when you go nida, you will call out in desperation, basically. Dua. Dua is a little bit quiet. Munajat is whisper. So munajat is total secret, right? Maybe the manifestation of munajat in desperation will be nida. But look at what Allah says. Is nada. When he called Rabbahu, his Rabb, with a nida. But that nida was khafiyya. When you learn Quran, you learn ikhfa. Ikhfa is a hidden word. So it's something that if I put underneath and I hide something, you know it's there, but it's not pronounced. All of you know the letters of ikhfa, right? So the hurt is there. It doesn't come out, but now with Allah, it's come out. It's literally come out. It's when you can't tell a human being you're hurt, but you can sit on your musalla and actually cry out to him and say, what's going on? So what did he say? Qala, he said, Rabbi, Rabb, inni, indeed I, wahana al-azmu, my bones, and it didn't say bones, azm is one bone. So he's saying my skeleton has become weak. He didn't say all my bones. It's like all his bones are put together in one thing, one skeleton. My skeleton is weak, minni, in me, washta'ala ra'su, and my head is on fire. Ishta'ala is something that burns and then, it's like a firework, it burns out and then it's ashes. So he says, my head is like, it's gone to ashes, or everything is burnt out now. Shayban, shayba, you know what shayba is? Shayba is old age that's indicated by white hair. So my head's become ashes. You look at me and you know I'm old. Walam akum, but one thing I know, he says, walam akum bi du'aika, I know that in my du'as, Rabbi Shaqiyya, I have never been unsuccessful. You know, if we read the sermon of the Prophet in the month of Ramadan, he says, the most shaqi, the most unfortunate, the most unsuccessful in the month of Ramadan is the one who hasn't been forgiven. So the words we need to know here is basically, let me tell you in our words. He's saying, oh my Rabb, I've got osteoporosis. So he's saying, I've got osteoporosis. My bones have become soft. Literally, it's my wahan is the weakness where something hard becomes soft. So he's saying, I've got osteoporosis. I've got arthritis. My head is sort of hurting now. And I've become old. I can't think the way I used to. I've become very old. But I know one thing, that I've never ever been unsuccessful in what I asked for. It's phenomenal. So in other words, you know for a fact that a dua is never not answered. It may be answered not in the way I want, but it's never not answered. Okay. So what is his problem? What is making his head hurt? What is that that's really bothering him? If all his du'as are answered, what is it that's bothering him that he's never brought to his lips? He's never brought it out. He says, "Wa inni, and indeed I, khiftu, khawf, I am scared. Al mawaliya min warai, and all those who are around me, mawali, my relations, min warai, around me, I'm worried about them because I can't see anybody who will carry on my legacy, who will carry on this message of yours." وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي آكِرَةً, and my wife, she is آكِر. You know, in I'm not sure which surah, but when we're talking about Naqatu Salih, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا, we read. It's the same word, أَقَرُوهَا. أَقَرُوهَا means to cut off, right? So lineage is cut off. A last child is also called أَقْرٌ. So here, and he says, وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِ آكِرًا, my wife has been, she's always not had, been able not to have children. It may mean that she went through a difficult period where she lost her womb, so she couldn't bear children. Maybe she had an illness. Maybe she was ill. Maybe something happened to her. So he's saying, فَحَبْلِي, so grant me with love, مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from you, a guardian for my legacy. He doesn't say a guardian for me. He says, waliya, a guardian who will take this legacy over. I have been able to reach people with your message. I want them to get this message. Then he says, yarithuni, who will inherit me, not in wealth. It was nothing to do with wealth. Yarithuni in my legacy. But it could also mean in whatever I own. وَيَرِثُ مِنْ عَلِي يَعْقُوبِ, and will inherit from the children of Yaqub. Sayyidah Fatima used this verse in Fadak when she was told that a prophet never inherits, or prophet never leaves inheritance, right? This is Quran talking. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ عَلِي يَعْقُوبِ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّ, and make him, whoever you give me, one that my Rabb is pleased with. So, this is the first of Muharram. Let's see what happens. So first of Muharram, Zakaria goes to check on Sayyidah Maryam, as he does usually. Sometimes in some of the books we are told that this is the temple of Herod. Remember, the Masjid al-Aqsa was not built then, okay? But the temple was there. There was a temple. It's called the Temple of Herod. Look it up. The architecture is there as well. And it's good that you look at how it is. So he goes to check on Sayyidah Maryam. He goes to light the incense they do at the mihrab as such. And he sees their fruits out of season. I'm going to another surah now. This is surah number 3, ayah 37. So, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِكَبُولِ حَسَنٍ, Allah accepts her. Now let's see, that will come later. وَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. So Zakaria is given to look after her. Now, kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab, whenever Zakariya entered her mihrab, her sanctuary, wajada indaha rizqan, he saw with her risk. Qala, he said, ya Maryam, oh Maryam, anna laki hadha, where did you get this from? These are fruits that are out of season. Qala, she said, huwa min indillah, this is from Allah. It was as though it wasn't even a big deal for her. She says, "Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab." Allah gives provision to whomsoever He wishes without any measure. So he is now thinking all this in his head. This is what's happening to him. But when he sees this, she has reminded him of Allah's limitless bounty. He's a prophet. He's a prophet. But he, not even his wildest dreams, thinks that me in my 70s, 80s, 90s, or whatever he was, 90s is the figure given most cases, that I will have a child, especially now my wife is Aqir, right? So he's thinking, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I know Allah will sort this out. So Quran says, 38, really important to understand this, hunalika, that word, underline it, cover it, highlight it, there and then. Whenever you see a miraculous thing, whether it is, I don't know, pomegranate that is peeled. As somebody brought me a pomegranate today. It's phenomenal because it's a fruit of Jannah. Whenever you see a tree and life beginning somewhere, hunalika da'a Zakariya Rabbahu. There and then he prayed to his Rabb. See, all this was in his head. This is what was bothering him. This is his nida. Remember that nida? That desperation. Now that nida turned into a dua when he sees these fruits out of season. He is out of season. He is beyond the season where children would be born. But he sees fruit out of season. So he sees hope. So he says, قَالَ رَبِّي حَبْلِي, my Rabb, grant me with love, مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from you, ذُرِّيَّةً, a child, children, offspring, طَيِّبَ, good children. Innaka sami'ud du'a. You hear du'a. When you and I say sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah hears. He who praises him and he who is grateful to him. This is what we're saying. See, he understands. Until then, he thought, this is my problem. I don't know. Until then, he had asked for someone that Allah would grant him and never thought it would be a child. But he saw fruits out of season. You and I see fruits out of season every single day. Every single day. Yet we don't see it as a miracle. He saw it as a miracle. So this is his du'a. Okay, still, we're still in Al Imran 39. Now he's standing there in her mihrab, right there. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ And the angels tell him, وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ He's still standing there in dua, hands raised in that mihrab, praying, in that sanctuary praying. And we'll soon find out why there was a sanctuary, why she was there. And the angel tells her, tells him, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى Allah gives you the good news of Yahya. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ He will verify the word of Allah, which is Prophet Isa. وَسَيِّدًا وَحَسُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ He will be a master, a Sayyid, basically. وَحَسُورًا He will be honorable. وَنَبِيًّا He will be a prophet of the righteous. It's a beautiful ayah. Okay, now we go back to Maryam, ayah 7. Ya Zakaria. So you saw the same thing again. Inna nubashiruka bigulamin. We give you the good news of a boy, of a young boy, of a young male. Ismuhu Yahya. His name will be Yahya. He will live forever. Yahya means somebody who will live. Nobody, one who will live all the time. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samia. None will be like him. Nobody will be named like him, or there will be no qualities like him as well. That means nobody will be born of someone at the age of 90 and the wife was the same sort of age as well. So look what he says. Qala. So he's done this dua, right? Qala. Rabbi, anna yakunu li gulam. How am I going to have a son? Wa qanati imra'atu akira. He's saying the same thing. My wife is barren. My wife is cannot have a child. Wa qad balaghtu min al-kibri itiya. And I have reached an age. Now, utu is when somebody is mean to you, when somebody overwhelms you, when somebody bullies you. So I like his words because he says, I have reached an age where old age bullies me. However much I have plastic surgery, he didn't, by the way. However much I go to the gym, however much I look after myself, this old age has just taken over. Can't do anything about it. There's nothing I can do, he's saying. Now, he has asked this dua. He has said that I've never been unsuccessful in my duas. Yet he's saying, Qala Rabbi anni gula. It defies reason. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying it defies reason. I asked for it, but I didn't expect you to say this to me. That's what he's trying to say. So it's not only us who sort of look at something and think, oh my goodness, how did that happen? Him as well. Okay. Qala, and he's told kadhalik, it's done. It's going to be this way. Qala rabbuka, your Rabb says, hu alayya hayyin. For him, it is effortless. You know, we say yasir, asir, hayyin. Yasir is easy, asir is hard. Yasir is easy. Hayyin is, it doesn't even require any effort. It's like, it's nothing to my Rabb. So, هو علي حين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا. And didn't he create you before? How did he create you? Where did you come from? ولم تك شيئا. You were nothing. With the children this morning, we did Surah Dahr or Insan. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Was there not a time in your life when you weren't even a thing thought about? So 9 months plus your age, nobody even knew you'd exist. So exactly what he's saying. You are nothing and I brought you into existence. So why is this a problem to you? And if you look at ayah 40 of Surah Al-Imran, same thing. How can a son be born to me? Old age has come to me. My wife is barren. And Allah does what he wants. Right. Back to ayah 10. Qala, now he says, he's still a bit, he's taken back. Qala Rabbi ij'alli ayah. Rab, give me a sign. I need something. I need to have a sign. I need to know. I'm confused. Qala, he says, ayatuka, your sign. Allah tukallima an-nas, that you will not be able to speak to people. Thalatha layalin, for 3 nights. Sawiyya, although you are able to speak, your speech will be taken away. You know, sawa sawa in Swahili means you're okay, you're well balanced. So Allah is saying, although you are okay, you are a human being that is able to speak, for 3 days I'm going to take your speech away. Now, if you can imagine the temple of Herod, and if you look at the architectural structure, it was built with steps. It was high, right? And say the Maryam sanctuary was up there. One of the reasons, and we'll talk about it, one of the reasons why she was taken there was this temple now, and we'll talk about it when we see why she was assigned to the temple, had lots of young men. There were very, very few women who were in the temple, right? So you found that as she came of age, the men were a bit distracted by this beautiful woman in the temple. So Zakaria moves her into her own sanctuary, and there was a sign outside which said, no entry to anyone. Nobody could enter except Zakaria. So it was high. It was upstairs. You couldn't go upstairs, basically. So now you can imagine that he has come out of this sanctuary, right? Let me just repeat again, ayah 40, so you know. Qala Rabbi ij'alli ayah, he's told for 3 days. Go back to Surah Al Imran, ayah 41. Qala Rabbi anna yakunu li gulamun, how am I going to have a son? Wa kad balaghani al-kibri, and I'm of old age. Wa imra'ati akir, my wife is barren or such. Qala qadhalik, that's the way things will be done. Now he says, Qala Rabbi ij'alli ayah. Again, this is repeated in ayah 41. Give me a sign. Qala ayatuka alla tukalliman nas thalatha ayyamin illa ramza. You will not speak to people for 3 days except by sign language. Here we were told your voice, your speech will be taken away for 3 nights. Here you're told you will not speak to them for 3 days. So does that mean that his speech was taken away at night and he had to hold himself for 3 days? Allahu ya'lam. Wadhkur rabbaka, and remember your Rabb, kathiran, a lot. Wasabbih bil ashi wal ibkar, remember him a lot and glorify him. So you can imagine now, he's come out from his people, right? فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمَحْرَابِ, he's come out from his people, ayah 11. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ, now he is gesturing to them. He can't talk to them. And سَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًا, you need to do tasbih day and night. They're waiting for him to speak. If you just imagine, a zakir gets on top of a mimbar. Because he's on top, he's at the top. There are steps going down. All the people are downstairs outside the temple. This is an important day, the first of Muharram. He has gone to light incense in the temple. Right? So he's gone, he's set up all the majlis. Hadith Kisa has been read, Yasin has been read, Marsiya has been recited, and he climbs on top of the mimbar. And everybody is waiting for him to speak. They're all down there. And he's not talking to them. And they're going, what's the matter? Why are you quiet? I don't have a tasbih in my hands. But you can imagine he's just going like that. Until it gets into their brains that all we have to do is do tasbih. We would probably pull the person down from the mimbar and send her home, okay? But he was there. He tells them to do tasbih. So that's what he's telling them. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ, as I said. Now let's look at what ahadith says, right? First of all, hadith tells me that in these 3 days, Jibreel comes. And Jibreel teaches him the name of the Ahlul Kisa. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein. And Zakaria realizes that when he says the names of the four, there is this, in his heart, there is this sort of elation. He feels good. But the moment he says Hussein, tears run down his eyes. This is a hadith, right? Tears run down his eyes. And he doesn't know why. And then Jibreel tells him the story of Karbala. And he says, Ya Allah, grant me a son who will become the apple of my eye and then make me hurt as Muhammad will be hurt when he loses Hussein. This is a hadith, this is beautiful. Okay, so you can imagine Zakaria for these 3 days. There's so much more. Anyway, so here we are. He is doing this du'a. He is in his mihrab. And people are doing tasbih, waiting to see what's going to happen. Some say Yahya was born 6 months later. Some say Yahya was born 5 years later. So, you know, history happened a long time ago. I'm just giving you different ahadiths. So, ayah 12. Yahya is already born. And he's told, Ya Yahya, O Yahya, khudhil kitab. Take this book, biquwa, with strength. In other words, you will have to use all your strength to be able to follow this book. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ سَبِيَّ And we granted him maturity at a young age. Sabi is a child. Hukm is maturity. Wisdom. Maturity at a young age. So the first thing that Yahya was granted, or he was very mature. وَحَنَانًا The second thing he was given was compassion. مِنْ لَدُنَّ From us. The third thing he was given was وَزَكَى Purity. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّ And he was God conscious. So let's go again. There are five things, or we've got seven things actually. Here we've looked at four things. The maturity, the compassion, the purity, and the God consciousness. And then in ayah 14, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ He was good to his parents. Bir is stability. We've talked about bir a long time. Bar, you know, we've talked about land and sea, bahar and bar in ayatul bir. So bir in essence is walking, talking righteousness. And if I may add more, thinking, walking, talking righteousness. So he has been given, he's been good in every single way to his parents. And notice biwalidehi, because we'll come to biwalidati when we talk about Prophet Isa. Walam yakun, and he was not a tyrant. Jabbar is somebody who was quite strong, who bullies you. And when I say bullies you, he overwhelms you. Asiya, he was not disobedient. So seven things about Yahya, seven qualities you're given. So maybe 12 to 14, you will put a mark there and you'll put seven qualities. Number one, wisdom in childhood, compassion, purity, God consciousness, good to parents, not tyrannical and not disobedient. And then the last ayah of this section, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ Peace be on him on the day he was born. وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ And the day he dies. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ And on the day he is raised to life. So he was born, it is a miraculous birth. This is birth in old age. Whatever happens, it is miraculous. So when he was born miraculously. So there is peace on him. He was to die as a shaheed. So he's blessed on the day he dies as well. And وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ And on the day he will be raised as well. Okay. Next section. So we'll start with a little bit of a preamble. Hannah, who the English name is Anna, is married to Imran, Joachim. So Joachim actually means somebody that God has made firm. So Hannah is married to Imran. Hanana, whose name is Elizabeth, Hanana is married to Zakaria. So Hannah and Hanana are sisters. Anna and Elizabeth are sisters. One is married to Imran, one is married to Zakaria. So Allah is revealing to Imran that I will grant you a child who will heal the blind and the sick. He will revive the dead and he will be a messenger for the Bani Israel. He's told, okay? He rushes to tell Hannah. Can you imagine? We are going to have a child who's going to be a prophet. We're blessed. They're so grateful. So grateful. And Hannah is like over the moon. This child is going to be a prophet. Before the birth, Imran dies. Okay? So he dies. Hannah, when he dies, she knows that this is what he that he wanted. So she does an ahad. Surah number 3, ayah 35. Iqalat imra'atu Imran. When the woman of Imran, the wife of Imran, said, Rabbi, my Rabb, inni nazartu, I make another, lakama fi batni, whatever is in my tummy, muharraran, free. Harra is free. Abul Ahrar, we call Imam Hussein. I make him free. So I will not have any rights on him. I will not put responsibilities on this child. I will not see this child as mine, as to look after me. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Accept from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the one who listens. You are the one who knows. It was a practice of devout Jewish families that they would dedicate their child in God's service. And that child would learn religious obligations and they would be bound to this service for life. Even in the Buddhist monk system, they do that. The only difference here was that at maturity, they have a choice. You can either leave and go back to your parents or you can stay there. And remember, Hannah is from the progeny of Ibrahim. So she knows about sacrifice. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Surah number 3, ayah 92. And so she's absolutely sure, this is my son. Her husband has told her, I'm a prophet, we are going to be granted a son. Ayah 36. What happens? Falamma wada'atha. So she gives birth. Qalat, she says, Rabbi, inni wada'tuha unsa. My Rabb, this is a girl. So she's telling God, this is a girl. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at. Allah knows what you have given birth to. Walaysa dhakaru kal unsa. And she's saying, the man, the woman is not like the man. But wa inni sammaytuha Maryam, I have called her Maryam. Wa inni u'idhaha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytani rajim. And her offspring I put in your protection from the shaitan. So somewhere at the back of her head, she knew if this is not the child that was becoming a prophet, it must be in her progeny. That's in her head. She already got it by her dua there. Now, without her father, say the Maryam is an orphan. And at that time, girl orphans, very difficult for anybody. So they need protection. So it was only natural that Zakaria, who is a maternal aunt's husband, who is a masa, will be her guardian. Okay, you read in the Quran that they drew lots and she was put in his care. So she was, in essence, somebody who went to the temple with him because her mother had already dedicated her. Now, she was a distraction. Like I told you, she grew up. She became a distraction to the male priests over there. So that's now here where I talked about last time, where he moves her to her own mihrab, her own sanctuary. Okay, so we will see that in ayah 16 as we come to there. So she wishes to stay at the temple. Anyway, what does Allah do to Hannah's dua? فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا. He agrees, ayah 37, Surah Dua al-Imran. He accepts her بِكَبُولٍ حَسَنًا, with an awesome, a beautiful acceptance. وَعَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا, and she grows up with a beautiful growing up. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَا, and Zakaria is her guardian. And we've done this before. كُلَّمَا دَكَلَ عَلَيَا زَكَرِيَا, whenever I enter the mihrab, I've done all that with you. So that was ayah 37. Now what happens? Ayah 16. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and remember in the book Maryam, and mention or remember Maryam in the book. إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَحْلِهَا, when she moved away from her family. Why did she move away? She had a choice at maturity to go back. But having stayed at this mihrab, at this temple for this long, she became addicted to being able to connect herself to divinity. And no longer did the world matter to her. So she withdraws away. Nabadha is when somebody withdraws themselves. So she moves away from anything that is not divine as such. So she moves away. Makanan sharqiyya, to the eastern side of the temple. So we can now know, if you look at the diagrams, you will see her mihrab is on the eastern side of the temple of Hirot. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا, and she took a separation between her and those in the temple. because she knew she was a distraction to them. So completely, nobody was allowed to go. The hijab is not what we wear on our heads, by the way. We've used that word. Anyway, we're not going down that road just now. So she's taken the separation from them. So she's in her room. She's in her mihrab. The only person she sees is Zakaria. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. This is Friday, and it is the time of Zohar. And lo and behold, this person stands there. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He looks like this awesome man. قَالَتْ, she's saying, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. I seek refuge from the Rahman, minka, from you, in kunta taqiyya, if you are God conscious, which tells you and me that she saw in him a humility, a God consciousness. She didn't say just go away. She tells him, and she saw in him someone who may understand the Rahman. If a person who doesn't have good intentions stands in front of you, you're not going to tell them, inni a'udhu bir Rahman. They won't even know who the Rahman is. You're not going to tell them, can you be God conscious, please? I don't think they're going to stop to be God conscious. Okay. So it's from his face, she could tell that this was a good person. Okay. Kala, he said, innama ana rasul rabbik. I am only a messenger from your Rabb. Now she's so in tune with her Rabb that she can sort of decipher this. She can tell this is something that's come from my Rabb. In kunta innama ana rasul rabbika li ahaba laki ghulaman zakiya. And your Rabb says that he will grant you out of love a child who is pure of character and intelligence. And can you imagine? She's stunned, absolutely stunned. She said, Khalid. Now you don't talk like this to a stranger, because this is somebody now she can trust. She says, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How am I going to have a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. And no man has ever touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. And I have never been rebellious. Imam Sadiq was asked a lot of questions by Alkama. We read Dua Alkama a lot, right? And in one of these, one of the answers Imam Sadiq gives is that there are false allegations put everywhere. Especially one that was done to say the Maryam, where you were told that she was engaged to Joseph. And Imam Sadiq says that was completely false. She'd never been with a man. No man was anywhere near her. So, you know, the nativity play. And I always say history happened a long time ago, but the Quran specifically says she had no contact with any man at all. Okay? It's quite clear here. وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. I've never been rebellious. قَالَ, he said, كَذَلِكْنَا. You've heard this before. When he talked to Zakaria. This is the way it is. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيِّنَ. You heard this before as well. For your Rabb, this is effortless. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. He will be, we will make him a sign to human beings. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Again the word rahma, and a mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. It is something that has been decided. It is an order that has been decided, a matter that has been decreed, a decision that's been decided. And you can imagine, the moment this was said, not only was the Jibreel standing there, but there were masses, delegations upon delegations of angels who came down inside her mihrab. She's suddenly surrounded by angels. And these angels are congratulating her. Because they're saying, this is the word of Allah. I repeat again, if you look at the ayah, he says, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Ayah is a word, right? It's a verse. So ayah is kun fayakun. And they're saying, my goodness, this has never happened. Congratulations, Maryam. He will be Masih ibn Maryam. Anyway, Messiah or Masiya is an anointed king. Sayyid Tabatabai, in his book Al-Mizan, says that Messiah means somebody who's blessed. It's synonymous with Mubarak. That's what he says. Okay. So she's got all these congratulations and she's surrounded by angels. So she's absolutely like strong here. Okay. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. So now she's pregnant. فَانْتَبَذَتْ. She withdraws. Bihi makanan qasiyya. Qasiyya is a far away place. We are told in a hadith that she's taken away 530 miles to Karbala, a place near Kufa. Syria, remember Jerusalem was included in Syria. There was also a hadith about Imam Sadiq looking at a date palm near Kufa, Karbala, and saying, this is the tree where the dates fell. I'm just telling you what a hadith is. I love this story so much. Okay, ayah 23. فَأَجَاهَ الْمَخَاذُ إِلَىٰ كِذْءِ النَّخْلَ So now she's got contractions. And she holds on إِلَىٰ كِذْءِ النَّخْلَ So she holds on to this palm tree that she can't see anything in this desert. All she can see is a dried up palm tree. So she holds on to that trunk. She needs something to hold on to. قَالَتْ And she says, يَا لَيْتَنِي And she's saying, oh my God, mittu qabla hadha. I wish I was dead before this. Wa kuntu nasya mansiya. And nobody knew anything about me. Now, it's not talking about the pain. It's not the physical pain. But in her head, she's thinking, this child, the tongues of the town, the people who are going to see me, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to tell them? I'd rather not face that. It's not the physical pain, I repeat. It is the pain of knowing how am I going to face these people. In the barren land, she gives birth to Prophet Isa, Tuesday the 25th of Dhul-Qa'da. And you thought it was the 25th of December. That was the birthday of the sun god. So he's born, 25th is the same day by the same date. So remember 25th of Dhul-Qa'da, okay? She gives birth to Isa. So now she's given birth, he's on the ground. فَنَادَهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا And he's calling out to her from underneath. أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي Don't be sad. By the way, you know, people who give birth cry. They don't know why they cry, but they cry. Saying, don't cry. Don't be sad. And don't say things like this, you know. Don't worry. كَجَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ السَّرِيرَ Look, there's water there. A water, like the moment you think Maryam and Isa, you know you're thinking of Ismail and Hajra. There's water there. There's water coming up there. She cleans herself. She gives her child ghusl mawlud in this water, right? She feels better, but she's hungry. I mean, she's starving. So the child is telling her, وَحُزِّ إِلَيْكَ بِخِذْءِ النَّخْلَ Shake this palm tree. And she's thinking a minute ago this palm tree was dead. But she shakes it. It becomes green. Kids, remember, wherever you sat, they were green. It became green. So she says, shakes it. Tusakit aleki and comes along a rutaban janiya. Like fresh, ripe dates. And he's telling her, this child is still talking. And this is really important. Fakuli washrabi. Eat and drink. Wakarri aina. And you know, wipe your tears and refresh your eyes. There's no time to have this postnatal depression at the moment, okay? Start smiling. He can't do this. We've got a lot of work to do yet. So he's saying, refresh your eyes. فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ If you see any person, ahadan, any person, فَقُولِي Tell, say to them, إِنِّي indeed I نَذَرْتُ لِلْرَحْمَانِ سَوْمًا I have kept a fast. You know, at that time, they used to have fasts of no speaking. We don't have them anymore. Don't try them. Don't say I'm keeping a nazar of no... We have fasts of no food, right? They had fasts of no speaking. So people understood it. It wasn't like something odd in their culture. It, by the way, it's invalidated. No more, okay? So she gestured to them. You can't tell somebody, I'm not fasting, because you're talking then. So she had to gesture to them. They must have had some sign which said, I'm fasting. I don't know what it was. Okay, so she must be fasting. She told them, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ And I will not speak to anyone today. So they must know that was a sign. Okay. So now she finds herself in that evening. Again, this is a hadith on the outskirts of Jerusalem. You know, we're willing to believe Mi'raj. We're willing to believe Imam Zain al-Abidin came to bury the bodies of the shuhada. Same thing with Maryam. She's moved back to Jerusalem in her own way, right? So فَأَتَتْ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلْهُ. So you can now, you've got to imagine, because that's why God gave you and me imagination. She's walking towards her people, towards the temple. She's walking with a child in her hands. تَحْمِلُهُ. And they're all gathering around her. They're looking at her, salaikum alaikum salam. And then suddenly, oh my goodness, she's got a child. قَالُوا, they say, يَا مَرْيَمُ. Oh, Maryam. لَكَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. My goodness, you've done a strange thing. Because they haven't seen her for a while. Because she took herself away, right? And now they see her with a child. And they're thinking in their heads. Remember, the way you think is the way you are. You know when people say, you're doing this, that means they've got dirty minds themselves. You may be completely innocent, right? Because people think the way they are. So they're telling her, yeah, أخت Harun. Oh, sister of Harun. Now, she may have had a sibling or brother called Harun, but always you are regarded as a member of your tribe. So, you know, Quran says, we sent Ad, their brotherhood. He wasn't actually his brother, but that's how they used to say things. So you're known as your family as such. So this was, Harun was a beloved figure as such. So said, Ya Ukhta Harun. So it could be just as far as the family is concerned. مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ. Your dad wasn't a bad man. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّةٌ. And your mom wasn't rebellious. I mean, she didn't do anything awful either. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't bad. Now look what she does. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to him. Now, it takes a lot of trust. But you know, he's already spoken to her. When he told her to drink water, when he told her to eat the date. But babies never perform to what you want. As you probably noticed, you know, you want them to, I know when they bring children here and they tell them, oh, my auntie wants you to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and they will sing something to me or they will dance to me. And that's beautiful, but they'll never do as you want, right? But she had immense trust in this child. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to him. قَالُوا, they say, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَحْدِ سَبِيًّا. How do we talk to speak to a child who is Sabi? We talked about Sabi before with Zakaria, with Yahya. So how will we talk to a child in the cradle? She knows. She is absolutely certain. And can you just imagine? I'm going to just imagine a child speaking. قَالَ, he says, Inni Abdullah. You know, all I can think of is there's an advert on TV with these grown men talking about sweets. Have you seen it? But they're speaking in child's voices. Oh, come on. You must have seen it. Jelly tots or whatever it is. I don't know. So look at this the other way. A child talking in an authoritative voice. Inni Abdullah. I am a messenger of Allah. And if anybody doubts that the prophet was born a prophet, then why don't they doubt this? That prophet Isa was born a prophet. Inni Abdullah. Atani al-Kitabi. He has given me the book. He's just been born, been given the book. Waja'alani nabiyya. And he's made me a prophet. And when he finished, there was absolute silence. All the tongues were tied. Nobody said a word. Zakaria and Yahya were rejoicing. Imagine, they're probably reading salawat upon salawat upon salawat. And Sayyidah Maryam had her honor back. Nobody could say anything to her. And then he says, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. And he has made me. And you know, barakah is way beyond expectation. So what I will do will be way beyond expectation. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, wherever I am. Whether I'm in Iraq, where they move to Egypt. Whether I'm in Egypt, or whether I'll be taken up to the heavens. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, I am blessed there. وَأَوْسَانِي. And Awsani comes from wasiya. And this is what I'm supposed to do. Bis salah, that I establish salah. Was zakah, and I manifest my salah by being able to serve humanity. Zakah is that purification, serving humanity. Ma dumtu hayya, as long as I live. Now this is really important, ma dumtu hayya, because he is alive. So you know, even when people say Jesus Christ, it's okay. It's good to say Ya Rabbi. Good to say any other names you want, but even saying Jesus Christ is okay, you're still alive. Okay. Wabarrambi walidati. Remember I told you wabarrambi? Walidi. Over there, both parents. Here, Mubarram bi walidati. And I have been told to be good, righteous to my mother. Walam yaj'alni, and that I will not be jabbar and shaqiyya. We saw that with Zakaria as well. I will not be tyrannical, and I will not be one who is, I say, unfortunate as such, or unblessed, or whatever you want to use. Wassalamu alayya yawma wulidat, wa yawma amutu, wa yawma ubathu hayya. And you saw the same things with Yahya. Now, suddenly, it changes. The tone changes completely. So we're listening to this beautiful recitation, and suddenly, ذَلِكَ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. This is إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Look at the end. قَوْلَ الْحَقُّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. There is a change of rhythm. The hayya, the shaqiyya, everything has changed. Okay, it's now un. Such is Isa, son of Maryam. This is the truth that they all argue about. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. How can it be that you say that Allah has taken a son? Subhanahu. Declares perfection. إِذَا كَذَا أَمْرًا. When there is a matter that he ordains, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He just has to say, be, and it is. That is the authoritative, that is the greatness, that is the awesomeness of your Creator. And how can you say he's got a son? And he says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. فَعْبُدُوهُ. Serve him. وَهَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. So when you say إِذْنَ صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, it's actually Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb, fa'budu. That's Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ayah 37. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. But different parties disagreed with each other. They all made their own stories up because they couldn't understand this concept of a child being born without a father. So there are so many different factions. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So woe to those who cover up the truth. مِنْ مَشْحَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Because of such an awesome, this awesome place. So this is talking about the awesome day. Mashhad, the awesome day of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَعْتُونَنَا. This day, this great day, they will clearly hear and they will clearly see. And they will be brought to us. This truth will be in front of them. لَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ الْيَوْمَ فِي ذَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But the unjust today, there's a comparison. Then they will clearly see. At the moment, they are in error. وَانْذِرْهُمْ. Warn them. يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. On the day when they will regret the covering of the truth. Is قُذِي الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is decided. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And in their negligence they do not believe. And then Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ. We will inherit the earth. وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. And all those in it. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. And to us they will be brought back. Now, this goes back to the inheritance. Remember what Prophet Zakaria said. I want somebody to inherit my legacy. Allah is saying, divinity is saying, all this is mine. We're going to stop here because it's 3:00. I suggest you listen to the whole thing. And when the break comes, just before ayah 33, just before 34, see how it wakes you up. Maybe you didn't notice it before. So you hear it, you want to actually go to sleep. It's that beautiful. It lulls you into soothing. And then suddenly it wakes you up again. So we've seen Zakaria. We've seen the birth of Prophet Isa. Inshallah, next week we will carry on with section 3, which is Musa, Harun, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Idris. Jazakumullah khair.